Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's all over. New South Wales. For the second time in 13 years. A State of Origin champions.
Yeah, one in a row, Gussie.
Yeah, exactly.
Feels good.
One in a row, it sure does. Two in the last five.
Give it to one in a row. Get that up your Queensland.
18-12, though, in the end, the game that we're away for, Game 3 up there at Suncorp Stadium. But New South Wales, as we just heard from Dan, great call, big fella, winning that series 2-1. Maddie, so much conjecture around the man of the series.
Yes.
Who was your man of the series?
Well, firstly, I'll say this. I don't want to second-guess blokes like Darren Lockyer, Mal Meninga and Laurie Daly. There's obviously a fault in just the structure of how they did it. And nothing against Billy Slater, because, mate, Billy Slater is the greatest fullback I've ever seen. And he went out, you know, he was fantastic through the series. But, look, it raised eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. No, I don't have to say anything more than that. My man of the series, righto, is Brad Fittler. I've gone Brad Fittler, and of course he doesn't get the award, but my personal man of the series, because I think, I just think Freddie did so much right. In everything, like, you know, when you're the coach of the team, you've got to get a lot of your decisions right. And I just thought he got them all spot on.
Right from the start in terms of all the debutants.
From the moment he was appointed, I just thought he got everything right. I think he picked the right coaching staff. Righto? Greg Alexander, Denny Bedeiris, Joey. I was talking to Nathan Cleary about it last night on the show, you know, in the ad break. And I said, how'd you enjoy it at the camp? He said, Matty, it was just so good. And he said blokes who had been in previous camps said, oh, mate, this is just fantastic. He had Ciro there. Ciro's on the sideline. When you turned up to training, me and Fletch turned up to a training the week of that game three. And, mate, Ciro turns up. Paul Ciro is just one of the great guys. Ciro's got he's got a stereo system on the sideline, right? And his job was to play music to sort of test the communication skills of the team, you know, to put their communication skills under strain, get them ready for the night. But he did that all series. So Ciro's on the sideline dancing. But the problem is Ciro's playing all Ciro's favourite music. So it's Dragon, it's Cold Chisel, and all the players are turning around like Addo Carr and all that going, mate,
what's this?
Like, what is this? It's like at a blue light disco. But all those guys, so Brandy, so when you're the coach of the team, you need to have someone on the coaching staff that knows you inside out. It's almost like your brother and senses when you're under pressure and can decompress you. That's Greg Alexander. And no one can give you the truth like someone like your best mate, like Greg Alexander. Denny Bedeiris, mate, who's got so much integrity and he had so much respect from the team. And Denny's such a great guy. He doesn't demand respect on people. People just give it to him. And then you had Joey. And as I've said to people right before, I said, what they did well with Joey, they tapped into Joey's excessive compulsive disorder, where they went to Joey and said, Joey, give us some attacking patterns. Give us some plays. So Joey was going, oh, Matty, I was waking up every night at 2 a.m., just up for an hour writing them down. So Joey would arrive at training in dawn and he'd leave at dusk, which is perfect for Joey. But he picked the right team as well for you. Picked the right team. He picked a team on guys who weren't just in form, but guys who were of great character.
Yeah.
And so you want to pick guys that are not just good in themselves, but make other people better. One plus one equals three. So if I'm playing with Jake Trbojevic, what Jake brings to the team and the type of guy Jake Trbojevic is, it makes me better. I can build off that. So he picked a team who could build upon each other. The other thing he did very well was unite the state. And I think we all agree, it felt different from the word go. And there's a couple of things that really struck me. That training session that myself and Fletch went to, when I turned up to training, the boys were a little bit late. They were about 40 minutes late. But all the media were there, and the media were buzzing. There was some national media there, but the general Sydney rugby league media, which are hardcore, sort of hard-nosed.
You're going to say the
mafia. Which is like that. Yeah. Hard-nosed sort of journos. Mate, they were buzzing. They said, mate, Matty, this has been so good. Freddie's treated the media with so much respect. Like he said, at the end of every training session, the media could just walk onto the training field. No player off limits, no journalist barred. Just get out there and go for it. And the players lapped it. And you looked around, and I was looking. It was like days gone by. It was like a really jovial mix between media and player. Now, whether people like to admit it or not, and whether they like it or not, is not important. But this is the truth. The media write the narrative around a team. And Freddie's, the respect that he gave the media, and then in turn, how reciprocal they were in their respect towards Freddie, the coaching staff and the team, just painted a positive narrative of this team, even before a ball was kicked in game one. And for mine, that's why I look at Freddie and I just, you tip your lid and you go, mate, what a champion. You did so much right. And he said to me last night, I said, how you feeling, mate? He said, Matty, I'm a little tired. He said, but he said, just, I got such a, I was so, he said, I was so buoyed by just what happened there at Jubilee Oval. He said, I'm leaving there. And he said, and people are all going, go on the Blues. And they're coming up and they're getting photos with me and they're patting me on the back and saying, good on you, Freddie. You know, and that's his united, as I've said before, Queensland support the common cause very, very well. Sydney, as far as rugby league is concerned, we are a mass of warring tribes, you know, and that's the strength of Sydney Rugby League and it's the weakness as well. But he's managed to unite the warring tribes for this side. So well done to Freddie.
In terms of the two victories of the series, obviously that buoys a side, but also buoys a state. But on the media thing, Matty, they were never on the offensive. They always, every time you heard from a player or from Freddie or from Bedsy or from Brandy or from Joey, that was always this positive kind of vibe from them that they were giving off. And I reckon that, you know, as a fan of the game, that made you fall in more in love with the side as
very
well.
Very contagious.
It was a positivity that made you smile and go, I like these guys. I really like them.
And a real honesty for you too. Like during the telecast, they crossed to Freddie during the game and he was talking. And at the time, they were under 35 minutes of just barrage and Maloney's in the sin bin. And they've only had 29% of possession. And they went to Freddie. How you going, Freddie? And he was like, he was sort of watching the game. And he's going, yeah, I'm good. He, Maloney's in the bin. That's a blow. Yeah, it is. It is a blow. This is what I need from Nathan here. I need Nathan to find his voice. Sometimes that's one thing he's not good at. He needs to work on that part of the game. He needs to find his voice. And little bits like after the game. They asked Freddie after the game, and he's a little deflated because each Origin is by its own merit, but he's happy they've won the series. And they asked him about the game, and he just afforded this information. Where most coaches, you know, protect, or they don't like to see their shortcomings. They asked Freddie about the game, and Freddie, first thing he said, I didn't do half time well. I'm disappointed in how I did half time. If I had my time again, I would have been different at half time. I felt like I sort of let the side down. And I asked Freddie about it on the show last night. I said, okay, because I got flesh to ask Nathan Cleary, what did Freddie say at halftime? Which Nathan said, to be honest, I can't really remember. It was something about going through the middle. And I said, well, the reason we asked Nathan that was because, Freddie, you told us that you'd felt you'd let the side down halftime. What did you do? And he said, Matty, I talked too much. He said, I should have sat down and said, how you feeling, boys? Because they walked in, they were exhausted. How you feeling? How can we win this? Instead, he said, I stood up, spoke too much, and told them how they were going to win it. He said, I'll learn from that. And I thought that's just great. It's great insight.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And you know, someone to show their vulnerability.
Exactly. Honesty and vulnerability. He's got a team there that, you know, can obviously go on now and dominate for a little while. I know we've gone long, but can we get from you your 3-2-1 in terms of the series for you, player of the series? Everyone spoke about Tom Trbojevic. They spoke about Boyd Cordner. They talked about Tedesco.
Damien Cook.
Damien Cook. Mentioned earlier. I mean, Maloney. They're the guys that won the bloody thing. Yeah. Not Billy. I know you don't want to bag Billy, but who was best?
I'll tell what I'll do. I'm going to go 3-2-1 based purely on New South Wales.
Yeah,
I'll give him a 3-2-1 for New South Wales. 3 points, Damien Cook. Damien Cook, he was just tireless. And
so fast.
Oh, he's so fast, brilliant. Gus. But his defence was so good too. I thought he was just absolutely brilliant in alongside the Harper, the most important position that nine. 2 points, I'll go Tedesco. Because I asked Freddie last night, I said, what for you was the pivotal moment of the series? He said, Tedesco's tackle on Ponga. Mm. He said, when Ponga went through, he said, I'd resigned to the fact. He said, I hit the desk and went, he's going to score. And he said, Ponga thought he was going to score. He said everyone thought he was going to score except Tedesco, and he pulled off the tackle. And he said when he pulled that tackle off, he said a couple of minutes later, he said we had James Roberts sent to the sin bin. He said, but there was something in that tackle and the way it lifted the players, I knew we were going to be fine. And 1 point would go to Tom Trbojevic because, you know, everyone's seen the potential and everyone's seen flashes of the brilliance. And I think in this series, he comes out the back of it as a superstar.
Great to get the win. Yeah. Well done, Blues.
Need more footy talk? When you're finished with the grill team, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch-Up Podcast on the Triple M app.
Everyone keeps making me do about that. As a player, I want to see that.
More footy for your ear hole.